I'm waiting for a goddamn fucktard face. Fuck face, fucktard face intro. Fuck.
I put a firefly on my butt to make see if my farts would glow.
Warning. 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 You all be dumber after listening to this podcast. These conversations are meant to be fun, so do not take this to heart. We are four morons talking out of our ass. Criticism is welcomed and encouraged. Now enjoy the show.
I got pointy titties.
That motherfucker right there.
White duck wearing some of this.
Just the fucking worst.
All right, well, welcome to Opie and the Baron. Apparently, it's just the fucking worst.
His arms reached the garbage can and missed.
I hit the front rim and the back rim and then the ground.
It makes me sad out loud.
I'm going to let you try again.
One more time. Yeah! I thought about missing on purpose.
You did good. No, you would have tried to miss on purpose and made it. That's why. Oh. All right, well, hey, welcome to this Opie and the Bear episode where week 5 in FBFL, it was some wacky ass scoring this past week. Some teams, it was wacky in a good way because they broke 180 point threshold. Hi, Kyler. Welcome to the show.
Hello, bitch.
Wackadoodle.
There was one guy on the receiving end of that.
Giving and receiving.
Can I do my intro without you fucking interrupting anymore?
I didn't say anything yet.
Giving and receiving.
Did you say something? Oh, yeah. Yes. And anyways, Kyler's here, by the way. He's in house. He's going to do some picks.
Who?
Have some fun. Smack AJ a couple times because that's the way the dirty bitch likes it.
Oh, yeah. That's all you get.
And there was not so good scoring. See, producer. That's all you need to know is that sigh. And
I'm the worst producer in history.
Ryan, don't interrupt Opie.
I didn't. He didn't. Ryan did.
Who cares?
It's not my fault.
That's allowable. I'll allow that. And then the only scoring he can do is on the fantasy football field. See AJ. Oh.
Is that
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Is that a beef curtains joke there?
It's got so many levels, just like those curtains do.
It's like Flappy Bird. Do you want to smell my ass?
I bet you his ass does smell shitty, so that would lead us into...
Oh, shits.
What season is it, Bear?
Well,
he got a write-up for this one.
Lee Wee blew out his Achilles trying to do a hairpin net shot with a flick. His opponent, Chen Long, was called for a balk on the service, and the balk caused Wee to move oddly, hurting his leg, and caused a double forfeit. So it's not badminton season anymore since I had him on my team. Now it's wife-carrying season. I'm pulling for Rocco Andreozzi and his wife, Kim Wasco, to come make a big, strong comeback this season.
Is he a silly Wasco?
There's professional wife carrying.
Is this all foreign people?
At first, thought you said.
No, I don't race anybody ever.
I thought you said wee wee. And I was like, oh, you're going French. So the F1.
I'd like some cheese on that one. Yes. Hey, you know what? We should enter that wife carrying thing because I carry the show and my back hurts.
Do it better.
Step it up, fuckers. Yeah.
Do better.
That's what I say to you, Opie.
Well, that sounds like a poll question there. Does Opie carry the show?
Ooh, that's a good... Yeah, we'll put that out on FBFL-QC.com. Next oh shit I got is... You already discussed how, lo and behold, I am the worst producer in history. This past week in fantasy. I did so bad, but last time... I'll just first say sorry, maniacs, for shitting all over you. Because I talked all this shit about how bad your team is. Even though you didn't do that great this week, you still outscored me and you only scored 100 points. Unreal. I think the next week's oh shit will be what season is it for me? Because I'll have to pick a new season.
Dude, we're back to...
Fancy football is not...
We're back
not
to
good.
Ryan losing his mind about his team. He's a game back.
I'm a game back, but I scored 91 points last week.
It doesn't matter your score. You're outscoring the 33s, and the other team in front of you is the Gladiators, who you're whooping in score. So...
He's in front of me.
Okay, but he won't be...
He's short. You could just step right over him.
You had to beat those guys.
But I'm just so used to winning so much more than this, so... Yeah.
Well, okay.
Is that a humble brag?
You don't see me winning fantasy football games.
So, anyways, but yes, either way, I shit all over you, and then my team sucked a fatty. So, Maniacs, good luck this week. It's awesome.
You're a pretty good team.
You're a good team. You're a lot better than me. Any hoodles. So per usual, AJ's gravy got spanked. Ooh. They got whooped. That's our drafted ESPN team. 142.48 to 88.86, which... We're pretty consistent because last week we got 88.38. So
they're doing all the decimals.
We're almost right on the decimal.
We're not breaking hundreds. That's not.
But
good.
It's a standard league, man. That's standard league. 142 in a standard league is
that's
fucking
big.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're now 2-3. So we got to step up our game, or else we are done. We're done.
Yeah, teams are legit 2-3. That's bad. Yours.
No. Just fucking awful. You
it's
suck.
Bad. Common denominator is I helped draft the team. So no, Opie. The
common denominator was AJ was in on that one.
Yeah.
No, AJ. Yeah, AJ.
No. And the team that AJ wasn't in on, that team's 4-1, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
The Opie and the Bear team.
How'd we do?
102.18 to 101.82. We like to keep it close.
Yeah, nice and tight.
That's tight like a tiger.
That's two toy wins like by a total of 0.6.
Tiger. Yep. We're pretty good.
That's well.
They're wins. We'll take them.
Yeah.
I've never turned a win away. So. Win away.
Win away. So last week we had our first, it wouldn't be a call in, it'd be a
set
form fill out. Form fill out is what I'm going
to
call it. From
fill it in, buddy. You filled it
yeah,
all
you're
in.
Welcome. From a non-podcast individual, and he is sitting in this room right now.
He gets to 2 weeks in a row.
Is it AJ?
Yeah.
Is it AJ?
No.
AJ's brother.
Yeah, it's AJ's brother.
There he is.
So the Jelly Roll sent in their predictions. If you haven't gone out there and seen the form, you put in the name, and then you put in the reason. So I love each of the reasoning behind your guys. Literally your guys, because your boom guy was Deontay Johnson, and your reasoning was, who cares? Your bust was Kyle Pitts, and your reason was, they suck. Sleeper, Leonard Fournette.
Solid.
Reason was, he run ball far.
He run ball far. Very far.
Like, in the first half.
Oh, really?
I was cleaning the house and had the TV on mute. I wasn't watching the game at all. I was like, I haven't seen Kyle Pitts at all. Didn't even know what number it was. I was like,
yeah, he only.
Like, I bet he's not doing good, so I put him down as the bust.
Yeah, he only dominated because he got 27 fantasy points. So, out of those, you went 1-2, so you got one right out of the three of those.
Solid.
You don't consider. What?
Yeah. Well, Pitts is a big bust. The one you got right was Fournette. Deontay Johnson got 13, which he was averaging 12.
He's been hurt, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever, yeah, so he's averaging 12 because he missed, I think, 1 week, but you put them all together, he got a 12 average. So.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy. You can't win everything.
Yeah, that's what happens when you beat the guy who does the
that's right
by almost 100 points. Hardcore. So, yeah.
Yeah, his average online is probably like 7, but... You know, I had to boost those numbers up.
The data I'm looking at.
Yep, exactly.
Ryan almost didn't let me win the championship a couple years ago because I beat him in playoffs.
Correct.
See how he threw that championship thing in there?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, since you won it.
Everybody
so
that more than fuck Tara.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah, how wrong were we? We're at least improving, and some people are, I guess. I'll start with the guests, just because online you can only do three, so it's boom, bust, sleeper. They went 1-2, so
they're winning though.
They're the lower end, but they got one. They got one. Okay. So then next we got myself. I went 3-6. Opie 4-5. AJ and Barrett tied at number one at 5-4.
I'm one. You got two fucking NFL picks. What the hell happened?
And you got a boom.
I've gotten one better every week, so I got to get six next week to keep it going. So pressure.
You're getting like two next week. You know that.
I'll probably go backwards to the one and then go there.
Dude, go 9-0.
Good luck.
I want to see it. Good luck. 9-0.
Nobody wants to see that.
So yeah, my unconventional Pats defense didn't work out, but the rest of his team fucking scored big, so it didn't matter. OBJ Bear fucking crushed it on that one. Being the bust, he only got two.
Hey, sucks.
That was.
Oh,
that.
I'd like. Can I say something that I will never, ever, ever pick Justin Herbert to be a bust ever, ever again?
Yeah,
that dude's fucking good.
He only went ape shit.
Yeah,
got 42 points.
Even if he got half of that, it still would have been good. His average. He doubled his average. What the fuck? Yeah, he must have heard that I talk shit about him because he went fucking crazy.
He went ham.
So
yep.
I will never, ever, never, ever put him as a
Bear had Cole Beasley as a sleeper. He went sleepy and went got 0 points. Only one catch.
Did not want to get that shot, so he just went to sleep.
Nah, he gone. Big baller. AJ picked the 33s, which I was like, yeah. They went off at, for 162.
Bang, bang.
Fucking crushed it and got big points from Marquise Brown and Mark Andrews. So
yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Both of his marks went off.
Thanks, Cheeto.
Baltimore guys.
Yep, and then all but Opie got the butt fumbler because Raiders decided to just go off too. So they got 158.
158.
But yeah, and then Opie and I missed on the two games the big games. He picked the Browns and Chargers ended up winning. I picked the Chiefs. Bills ended up winning. And then upset team, Opie got Saints over potatoes.
I like potatoes.
Mashed them.
Mashed them potatoes.
I see what you did.
Kind of look like a big fan of potatoes, actually. Mostly with a lot of cheese, a lot of bacon.
I love salad.
Maybe a lot of sour cream. A lot of sour cream.
A lot of salad with grease on top.
Hey, you sure do got a part of my mouth.
Kyler knows these. He knows them by heart.
Hey, we keep him company when he's working.
He listens.
I've been out here for a minute.
Yeah.
Yes, he actually has.
Okay, now that we're on that, Kyler, what is your favorite soundbite that we play?
Oh, fuck. I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, okay.
You can look up here.
Yeah. Fuck you, Opie.
That's
That's newer.
Yeah. Fuck you, Opie.
Ain't that newer?
Yeah.
I totally thought that was going to be number one. And he said, let me think about it. I'm like, really? You got to think about it?
Yeah, we were actually talking about a ball a little bit the other day. He didn't really say, but.
We got to make Kyler sound right now of him going, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
I do think it's pretty, I don't know why, but Randy screaming, say something fucking funny, Gary.
Oh, it does every time.
It catches me off guard every time.
I can't remember. Is that your blunder of wonder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See that later.
Good stuff. So if you do want to be like Kyler, not like winning and scoring shit tons of points, but at least putting in your picks and try to win a jersey made from Chinese 12-year-old just trying to earn their living, we need
Which
to
get, will be here in 2 years.
Just finger popping each other's
two
asshole.
Years to get here, but they,
oh,
they
whoa,
won't
whoa,
get
whoa.
Here.
They're 12, dude.
But they look 30. It's hard to tell. If they wanted to put in their picks, where do they go, Ryan, with your stupid record?
What? You don't like it?
You can check out our Facebook page where AJ hurts your brain at Opie and the Bear Facebook or Opie ampersand the Bear Facebook page. You can go ahead and search for us. And that is OPI and the Bear. Or you can just email us at fbflqc@gmail.com.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, and there's people who came and they got served, Bear, online. Right?
I came. I saw.
People first come and first right served in the jaw for the thing. Also, what?
Huh?
Don't get your asses.
don't
forget to get your asses out to that site, the FBFL-SQC.com, so you can do your predictions. As we were talking about earlier, Kyler did it. It took him all 39 seconds. He did pound two beers in that time, but still, it was pretty good.
Same.
If it were 45 seconds, he would have got the third one down.
Yeah. That's right. And if you're an FBFL team, get out there. Grudge Week, we're going to shut that down after Sunday.
Shut that down.
So I can get the matchup set up. But right now, we still got the ones that were mentioned last week, which were, I'm not going to go over them. Listen to the last week's fuckers. We did add one, and here we go. This is a guy who didn't wait, so it cost another team. The Raiders are playing the Stormtroopers, so since Grim and Jake didn't get their matchups in on time, they don't get to play each other now because they're a father-son duo. And the Raiders said, I said, how come you're going to take on Jake? And Rob said, fuck Jake. And I said, all right.
Yeah.
There he is.
Fair enough. One more thing I want to throw out there about the FBFL real quick. The IR rule, I want to make sure we're clear. We still have three spots like we had last year, but just be clear, two of them are regular IR spots for injuries, and we injure all the way up to questionable. But the other one, the third one's a Rona spot. So if your player doesn't have Rona, you can't put just a regular injury in that spot. We had that happen this week for the first time.
Yeah.
I contacted the dumb fuck. I mean, the kid is just Cajun as hell.
So Cajun.
Can you guess who it was?
Get some Cajun wings.
No, that sounds delicious.
No, it wasn't you. Oh. It was Ryan.
No, Ray, oh, like, what did I do?
I thought we were talking about AJ too.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I texted Ryan today and said, hey, dude, you got to clean that up. So,
yeah. There it is.
That's the guy who runs it. So, there you go.
Yeah, nice. All right. So, let's talk about said FBFL. And we're going to roll through. And I just want to congratulate Bear on picking a wonderful song for the background.
Oh, yeah.
For that. I played it back like four times just to rehear it again. And I just.
If it was out of context for some of you guys, Ryan was having, and I don't remember if we talked about it now, Ryan was having phone issues. He's so mad at Apple. He was
still having it.
He was so mad at Apple. He was losing his mind that night. So.
I still got to wait till the 16th.
16th?
What the fuck?
Because, by the way, because of a password issue.
To change a fucking password.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That'll be my next password, I guess.
All right. But it was an amazing song, and I can't wait to hear what the song will be for this week's Rapid Recap.
They fucked our asses. They fucked them hard.
Yeah, let's go. Anacondas. They sneakily slithered up to the circus boys and ate the boy's best friend and lover, Miles Sanders the Mouse, with a 110-108 sneak attack. It's harvest season for the stalkers, and the stalks are in pristine condition as they
ask Kayla.
She likes to stroke the stalks. Anyways, they are happy about applying the fire retardant agent crop spray as they slash the dragons 189-114.
Okay.
Woohoo!
Boy. Them beef curtains were just way too much for the barracudas to handle. Although they tried to kick them out of the way, but forgot that they have feet, and they just, you know, the sloppy beef curtains came in the wind. 143-137.
That's how we do things around here.
your waiters. Oy.
You just come in everything, yeah. I guess. Diggers made a booby trap and dangled Han as bait for Chewbacca, who then fell in the trap.
It's still too early.
96-90. 96.
I don't care. 90. Why that? He killed his own father. Damn it.
He is your father. Nothing silly here. The Jokers just went way too serious as they demolished the Fum Duckers for a season high in points, 196-125. Dog Pound praises the veterinarian, helping him to battle the injuries this week as the Empire continues to spiral downward, losing 104-99.
Yeah, well, the veterinarian had to clean up my little bumps that I had on my little doggy penis.
Yeah. And also probably hit that little spot, so then Bear took this huge shit and came out and he won. Good job.
Here's a finger up your ass, bitch.
There it is.
There it is.
Is that a female dog?
It'd be a bitch.
That one gets me too. It scares
finger up Bear's ass.
Yeah. All right, let's go to AJ's Bud League Blitz.
Yeah, the zombie raiders gobbled up the brains and put the hurts on the maniacs, grabbing a 158-100 win. Let's hope Rob cleans his mouth after that feast.
Because of the cheese, it's always... Never mind.
The 33s rammed Mr. Ass, who couldn't hunt down any more points, ending in a 162-110 ass whooping.
Whooping.
The bench mob dared the ninjas to come back, like the Kim K video. But with the zero from Saquon and a zero from the ninjas stay in the lock column, taking a 131-120 loss.
What happened in the Kim K video?
She had come her back, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, that was a big load.
What do you mean? You said you think like? Oh, I mean,
I didn't watch it. I read the.
I've only saw it 40 times.
I got the cliff notes.
I accidentally watched it for 45 minutes.
It's a 1:30 video.
Well, either way you look at it.
Same.
Yeah. Oopsie daisy. Despite a shit NFL performance from Crosby, he was good enough in fantasy to brown all over the Crushers. 144-117.
I don't know what that means.
Poop.
Is that poop?
It's poop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's shitty.
I've been pooped on.
The McGiblets got absolutely steamrolled with no KY. Nah. As his Mahomes couldn't break 100 points with a 181-94 dominating win by the Jelly Rolls.
Ouch. Definitely didn't use the KY.
Tyler, did you put the money on the counter or did you just shove it in his ass while you were in there? How'd that work? Yeah, did you?
I shit it out yesterday.
That's good.
It's okay.
At least I got something.
Bruisers came out of the woods and stepped into the Coliseum and was able to pack in another win, beating the Gladiators 148-110. And don't forget,
what?
49ers defense is good.
Whoa, what?
What are you going to do this week? They're on bye week, dude.
Oh, they are good, though.
Better play them still.
Fred Warner all day.
Well, they'll get as much as some other defense has been getting me. Ugh. Don't get me started on that shit.
Freaking wear it, Opie.
I don't want to.
Hey, we had people doing picks, didn't we, Bear?
Yeah. Yep. Some people did. Some people didn't. Most impressive pick went to the Troopers. No, that was last week.
That was last week.
What the fuck? I didn't copy that shit. I know I copied that over. Hold on. Let me pull mine up in my notes here.
Pull it up your rear.
Hold on, I got it right here. And why is it every time we go stupid, we talk like this?
You know what I'm saying? He's just so pagan.
Because you're up north.
That's because I'm a northern guy. Another 13-3 day as a Bench Mob 44 came away with a win over the Beef Curtains.
Yeah.
Who looked like the Beef Curtains were like sure winners at halftime of Monday night's game. In a 22-3 game that was just going nowhere. So the lowest score on the tiebreaker was going to win. Well, guess what? The Ravens went on a 28-3 run the second half and won the tiebreaker for the 44. Sowie. Two teams went 12-4. Five teams went 11-5. Four teams went 10-6. Two teams went 9-7. Troopers continued struggle going 8-8. The Diggers took the shit this week at 6-10.
Dig it out.
Overall, the Bench Mob and Stalkers leading picks at 55-25 clip, with the Beef Curtains and Jelly Rolls right behind, followed by the McGiblets. And
hey, look
four
at us.
Teams tied for 6, and then there's the rest.
Hey, we're right there.
Yeah. Look at us go.
Oh, you and I are part of the rest, but I know you're right behind these guys, so...
Yeah, I'm just waiting in the weeds.
Yeah, I know. That's why we
help me. Help me.
I got to keep looking at that audit trail every week because all of a sudden here comes Opie.
You're in the bushes. Right.
So and then the
you're
survivor,
in the bushes.
Everybody made through the survivor pool. Nobody fell. Two teams took the Vikings and got lucky. Cool. Two teams took the Pats and got lucky. Yes. Two teams picked the Bucks, and the Diggers burned Baltimore. This pool is two field goals away from being down to three teams, in which the Diggers, Jokers, and Gladiators would be the only ones left.
Nice. That's good insight.
And the Lions just keep losing by last-second field goals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, they'd be 3-2.
Dude, no. If it were like a different team, not the Lions, I wouldn't be so happy about it and make me laugh so much, but it's the fucking Lions. It makes me laugh.
Yeah, big dumb bitches.
I totally know the cause. Glee. Fuck you, Glee.
Okay.
Yum.
So good.
You know, you can intro him in or what?
Dude, it just sounds.
I don't know what to go with.
Sounded like it's just gonna smell sour.
It is. That is.
Here
sour.
We go. Now we're going. It's gonna be hard to make those get right there.
Do I restart?
Big ass mop.
It's time.
Most hello, friends. Ooh, the like first it. Ominous thought I have is that I thought that it was a good idea not to come in there, and now that I've seen what's going on with Kyler's farts, I'm glad I didn't. So
pull out though.
Don't.
Oh no, no. Right. Oh god, no. You're cute. So let's talk about numbers that interest me, and probably only me, and that old Texas Instruments calculator I still have from college, way when I first started college, if that helps.
Yeah. No, that's a skin flu, dude.
Wait a second.
Is an abacus.
The first time you first started college, or the second time you first started college?
Wait, no, that the third, the fourth, one of those times. Anyways, but
my third first day.
69, dudes!
Yeah, and actually, if 5,318,008 upside down on a calculator spells boobies.
Yeah, that was my favorite. Did that math class.
And then when you
grade,
got the calculator on your phone, you could look at boobies.
Hey, look. Boobies.
Calculator on the phone, you can actually see them in real life.
Slap your saggy tits around and then...
Slap your titties around.
All right, 566. That was the total points scored by Joker, Stalkers, and the Jelly Rolls.
Oh my God.
566. And that leads me into the next number that interests me was 13, because 13 is the number of teams in the FBFL that have not scored a total of 566 points this whole season. There's 8 in the Miller, 5 in the Bud. Go ahead and look it up.
Wow. Yep.
Wow. I didn't think it was going to be that many because I saw 566. I'm like, oh, man, there's going to be like a handful of teams. And it was fucking 13. And I'm like,
wow. Well, we've done this for a while, though, but I don't ever remember seeing three teams go batshit like that.
No, maybe a team go 170 and then one go 150 and one 140 and a couple 130s in a week, you know, that right. And a crazy ass week, but nothing like that. And it was the race to 190. It really was.
Yeah.
The number one is interesting because I just did that. I had a lot of number one to go, but now I'm better. That took a pepe. But also it made me think of first-rounders. Made me think of first-rounders. And talk about injuries. If you drafted in the first round this year,
most everybody did.
Or kept somebody in the first round and they're eligible to be considered a first-round pick. In the Miller League, 5 of the 12 first-rounders have been injured so far.
Hey, you left one off. Was it Kamara in the first round in yours?
Yeah, but he's not hurt.
He's healthy.
Hey, hold on, not yet.
He's on your team.
You motherfucking cheesy ass bitch!
He's on my team, I assume.
I know!
My bad.
Huh? Oh, I got
Go hurt.
Ryan, yeah. What trade did you want to do for Kamara? Jacobs.
I'll give you everything.
Yeah, so Jacobs was then drafted in the Bud League in the first round. He was
almost
the first pick of the second round. So lucky number 13.
Still one.
Yeah, so Cook, Barkley, Jacobs, CMC, CEH, you are all made of glass.
Ouch.
I only have two of those guys. Well, I just got rid of
Bear,
one.
Yeah, there's the other two. That's the other number interests me because Bear's only got two of those guys. That's scary.
Who did you just get?
I got rid of Jacobs and I got Monty.
M2 list.
Yeah.
Monty's hurt.
But well, he's been hurt for a while.
Why did you trade for a Bear?
I don't know.
So he can stay injured, I guess.
Right. You know, so Bear was 3-2, and he's like, damn, I'm going good. And then they're going out the window.
Yeah. Why don't you get back off? It's Opie's section, not mine.
Okay.
Yeah, AJ. Quote
what
of the week.
What did I do?
More. Score more, my pretties. Or something like that. That was totally Joker on Monday night as his team was racking up points like a fucking pinball machine. It was just ding, ding, and that's what it was. And every time you looked, he's boom, 150. 2 minutes later, I look, he's at 160. Boom. And he's at 180. And then Kayla's talking, oh, our team's doing good. It ain't your team, bitch. It's your husband's team.
Yeah, bitch.
I love you, Kayla.
No shit. And then we're talking trade, and Greg had nothing to do with it. And all of a sudden, she's like, well, we're going to need a quarterback out of that. And I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to?
The royal we again.
And I ain't talking to you about trading with a woman. We don't talk women trade.
I think the most impressive
woman
part about the 196 from Joker is he had three players have 4, 9, and 5.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's crazy.
And I think Bear's going to get in more. Bear, did you talk about
what
could have had? No, you didn't give it all. You didn't give the ghost.
Ryan went ahead and ruined it. I'll just skip my whole section.
I didn't want to fucking listen to you talk anyway.
That's a good point.
So let's talk about who's hot. Like Cindy Crawford, hot. And her daughter, Kaya Gerber, who else would not want to be the meat in that fucking sandwich? Woo!
Is that the Gerber baby?
That's what I was
saying. No.
Can she be?
She'd be rich.
Got to role play you in.
Don't worry about it. Right now, I'm picturing you with a big old pacifier and a fucking bonnet.
Put the pacifier in my ass. What?
Disclaimer. Opie and the Bear, other Ding. People are not going to follow the things that Bear says out of his ass like that.
No, weird cricket noise.
I do want to put together. I want to dare to put together a disclaimer for when Bear says shit that I could just read that disclaimer on the air.
Yeah, it's gonna have a recording.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a lot.
Well, it's at the beginning, so we could slide that into the beginning.
Jokers, you've won 5 straight out of the gate here. Yep. I'm not even gonna bother trying to fucking jinxify you because I don't know if he. I think he's jinx proof. I really do because
doesn't work.
I tried to jinx him the shit out of him last week. What I do? I pissed him off. And he fucking went like, fuck you, hold my beer.
Well, I mean, if anybody's going to go the opposite way of something like that, it's the devil himself, and he has all that Joker. So.
Everyone down in Georgia, he's looking for a soul to steal. It's five. It's fingertips. He's riding up.
Yeah, you're done right.
Yeah. Are you guys talking?
All right, four wins in a row. Hey, Bruisers and LP's Bench Mob, you've won four in a row. And if you won three in a row, you're running teams that are called the 33s, the Beef Curtains, and the Rays.
Oh, there it is.
You're doing good, buddy. Doing real good. And then let's talk about who is not like the White Sox bats in the postseason. That's why I'm wearing a Blackhawks jersey right now.
Yay.
Hi. Maniacs, you were told last week you sucked and you still lost. Again, and lost five straight, and then you traded for a kicker that is injured for the rest of the year. So good job. Four losses in a row for the Troopers and the Ninjas. I never thought I'd ever say that statement, the Troopers. Can you believe that Ninjas and the Troopers have lost four straight? The Ninjas and the Troopers. They're in the same sentence.
Same, same.
I'm going to go with yes, Cotton.
No.
Same.
No. Different. Then Circus Boy McGiblets, you guys have lost three straight. Give Ryan a tissue.
In the face! In the face!
That's basically where they've been shooting it, yeah. All right, let's play the fun game we like to call Real or Fake. And it's about football, because in real life it doesn't matter if they're real or fake, because boobies is boobies.
Everything's made up and points don't matter.
Mm-hmm. And, boobies always matter.
Boobies
big,
matter.
Big, small, whatever. They always matter. So I do want to say that I did put an Opie kibosh on the last three that were in this grouping. Darnold went, he really went to crap. He didn't do shit. Patterson scored 11, which is three under his average. And then Samuel was down to 13 points. So it wasn't terrible for those guys, but it's still, if we all said fake on those guys, we would have been right.
Yeah, but the thing is that you're doing this for the season, not for just the week. If it's the week, it's a different animal.
I know, but it always seems like the next week
you are basically, your jinx is working. It's just not working in the right spot.
Right.
Well, I know, but this would tell me that if you want somebody who you're going to be playing and they're on their team to be on this list.
Why don't you pick up three guys from the Joker's team and put them out here?
Yeah, bro.
Because then you know what happened?
They score 100 apiece.
Exactly. Or AJ trade for him. He traded an AJ.
Yeah. That's true.
AJ's looking at trades right now. Yeah.
That's why he's not talking.
Right. Let's yelling talk at me, about Dale. The first real or fake. Aaron Rodgers, you are number 18 scoring QB in fantasy. You're scoring barely 19 points per game. Will he not be a top 12 QB scorer at the end of the season? Bears, is that real or fake? He will not be a top 12 scorer.
Fake.
You are fake news.
He's just too good. Okay. Ask every Packer fan that ever lived.
Packers.
He's the greatest quarterback of all time since the last three they had.
He's luxurious.
And his hair looks good.
Wait, that's hair? I thought it was like he was just cold and was wearing something on his head.
He's on the Sopranos.
You got a nice face.
Yeah, AJ, real or fake?
Fake.
You are fake news.
He's Aaron Rodgers.
So far, very good.
So far, great reasoning.
I don't know.
He doesn't have to play San Francisco, I don't think, this year. So.
You can't. The guy's good.
You can't argue with what you said.
He's having a rough start.
Like, if you'd have said it's fake because he's Aaron Jones, then I would have been like, okay, no, we can't. This is a conversation we need to have.
Oh. Yeah.
But since you said he's fake.
They're brothers.
Okay, Kyler, real or fake?
Fake.
You are fake news.
Ryan?
You are fake news.
He's on the Packers.
Okay.
That's another solid thing right there.
Well, everyone else gave good reasoning, so I wanted to add some more better reasoning. Yeah. More better reasoning.
Yeah. I think it's real.
Fucking chicken shit.
And by the way, they're real.
Is he my tracking these?
He's going to be 15 or 14. That's where he's going to end up.
Hmm.
He's not going to be top 12. He'll be close, but no cigar this year. I'm sorry. That's saying a lot. That means that he's not a starting QB in a 12-league team, technically. So I'm putting the balls out. The balls.
Your balls is hot.
Hmm. Speaking of balls, a guy who catches balls for a living. Let's see. Keenan Allen. He's our next
one
victim.
One that catches cocks. One in the fart box.
That was nice. Oh, holy shit. Let's talk about Keenan Allen.
bitches be on my dick and every day.
No. Can we get through this? Please.
I only got two more left. Come on, Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen, you are the number 25 wide receiver. You're only putting up 9 points per game. Will he end up being a top 15 wide receiver at season's end? He will be in the top 15. Ryan, real or fake?
You are fake news.
I don't think he will be. I think he'll be top 20, okay. But I think there's so many other receivers that are having a better year, and one of them is on the other side of the field of him, Mike Williams.
Yeah.
I think he's going to stay. He has a better chance. Will you stop fucking interrupting me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Williams has a better chance of staying in the top 15. Compared to Allen, so
okay. And
did you hear me, guys? So, did anybody hear me?
I heard.
So I am going to agree. I think that's fake news.
You are fake news.
I think he's going to be outside the 15. Same reasoning. There's just too much going on. Their offense runs at a spread the ball out, Tom Brady-ish kind of way. And Keenan Allen can maybe 5 years ago can stretch a defense. Not so much. Did you puke?
Stretch that shit out.
Stretch them beef curtains.
Kyler, what do you think?
No way.
Not about
no way much. Stretching that shit out.
What? Absolutely not.
You are fake news.
He's at least going to hit the sides.
I mean, Jay Herb's is killing it, but you got Eckler, Mike Williams, and then, I mean, he's not a number one wide receiver on the team.
Right.
I mean, for God's
sake. Too many mouths to feed.
Ranked in our league right now?
Yeah. He's fucking killing it. Yeah. Or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, and he got hurt, came back and got a 63-yard or 68-yard touchdown. Yeah. AJ?
He's real.
Do you think he's going to be top 15? Real?
I think he will be top 15.
Mm. All right.
He's too versatile, I think.
Still gets a lot of targets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been more dinkers. Like he's staying low and Williams is like the deep threat.
Like a safety valve? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But okay.
Bear, what do you think, man?
I think I'm going to go... Oh, man, that's tough because I'm looking at his stats right now. I'm going to go real.
And by the way, they're real.
And I think it's the targets. And, yeah, he's got some short game going on. But, like, last week he averaged over 10 yards a catch. 3 and 4 he did not. Week 2 he's over 20 yards a catch. Week 1 he's over 10 yards a catch. I think the possibilities are there. And if that team's going to continue to succeed, they'll need somebody besides Mike Williams to go deep. So I'm going to say top 15. If it was top 10, no way in hell. Top 15, I think he'll be there.
All right, last one. Dawson Knox, you are the number 3 tight end right now. You're averaging 14 points per
game. I thought it said Dawson No earlier.
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Hang on.
Who's Dawson Knox? I thought it was Dawson No.
It's Dawson.
Dawson No? Dawson, who's Dawson, that
no.
guy?
Dawson No.
I read Dawson No like 25 seconds ago.
Somebody make a quick edit there, Obi.
Somebody edit it.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. He's averaging 14 points a game. Will he be a top 5 tight end the rest of the year?
I like Dawson.
Tyler.
Dawson No.
Hold on one second.
Dawson, no. He's a dog.
Dawson, no, will not be. But what about
it's
Dawson Knox?
He's a chihuahua.
Top 5. Yeah,
I'm going to say, yeah. You got Josh Allen throwing.
And by the way, they're real.
Now, the problem is once the Allen-Diggs connection comes back, there goes bye-bye.
Yeah, it's been
Knox.
Bad. I know.
Knox or Sanders will be the first one to fall off that offense once Diggs starts rolling.
AJ?
Say it. I think he's real.
And by the way, they're real.
Only because... Tight ends for fantasy are so slim to none. Top 5 is not out of the question for him.
Ryan, what do you think?
You are fake news.
I think he's been too touchdown dependent. And I agree that once Diggs kind of gets back into that offense, he's going to take some touchdowns away from Knox. Last week was the only time he wasn't touchdown dependent. He had a touchdown for, over like 40 yards. And then... another reception that was like 30 or 40 yards. So like he had 2 big catches and he had 3 catches altogether. So that's the outlier. But then the other weeks before that, 37 yards, 49 yards, 17 and 41. So yeah, and then he had 5 total touchdowns. That's why I say he's fake.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with you the same reasoning. He doesn't get a lot of targets. I mean,
you are fake news.
Yeah, he's got 4 of 4 targets first week, 2 of 3 targets second week, 4 of 5, 5 of 8 against Houston. He got 8 targets and 3 of 4 last week. So he doesn't get a lot of targets, but he's making the most out of them. And
sure.
He has added it to himself. He moved up a couple tiers for tight end, and he has. And he was supposed to do that like last year, but you know, whatever. So I think it's fake. And Bear, what do you think?
Hell to the no, to
you
the no,
fake.
No, no.
Hell to the no.
You are fake news.
Yeah, nah, man, I don't think there's any way in hell in that offense. It's not built for a tight end. He is right now hulking touchdowns. Those are going to go to Diggs sooner or later. And just like everybody else has said. I mean,
and just okay.
No, I did. Go ahead. I don't have much more to add.
I was going
to
say, and then so he's number three. Behind him is Waller, Hockenson, Pitts, and Gronk. Like dude. I don't know about Gronk. If he stays healthy for the second half, I bet he overpowers him. But like, there's too many guys that are below him that are typically top five.
Yeah, Gronk. If he gets, he might play in 2 weeks. If that's the case, he'll probably surpass him within 2 weeks of that.
Right.
T.J. Hockenson's probably continue to move up. Darrell Waller's going to keep moving up.
Pitts, the way he played last week. If they still don't have anybody in the offense, he's proven to be a solid number one. Honestly. Without Ridley,
Kittle play for Buffalo.
Oh my! you guys, stupid
Kittle will not. Actually, that might be the next real or fake one. Is it? Will he really play 8 games this year?
Oh, Kittle. Fuck. Oh, he's from Iowa. They got glass jaws. Everybody from Iowa is fucking hurt right now.
They are.
Big tree fall hard, right?
Yeah. All right.
The biggest, toughest guy was Espinoza. He's out.
Espinoza.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck.
Espinoza. Up in his face?
All up in his shit. Bear, what? Let's talk about your blunder of wonder.
Oh, okay. So far, it's been awesome.
Dude, it's Jeff's 20-year-old poop.
Store, fuck you, shit.
Garriott, say something fucking funny!
Yeah, start us out by saying you're an idiot.
Thank you.
Idiot.
So four Miller teams could have had an impact by making line changes. Really, none of them were. none of the changes were really gonna happen. We'd pretty much just say, what a dumb move. But hey, they could have. Circus Boy
what
lost
those
by
words?
Two. I don't know. Circus Boy lost by
coming
two.
Out of my mouth.
It could have. He could have went Ebron over Tanyan, or he could have went Cooper over Lockett. Neither of those would really make sense, so it doesn't really matter. Barracuda could have avoided his second loss if they had played Nick Folk over Blankenship or Darius Leonard over Wagner, but both of those would have been tough calls. Chewy could have played Sutton over any of his receivers to not only break 100, but to beat the Diggers, who won, by the way, this week with 96 points. The Stormtroopers could have played Boswell over Myers to get the win against the Pound. So none of that really matters. Oh, so there really were no idiots this week. Most of the Budley.
I think Jody's an idiot.
Well, I mean, he could have went Darius Leonard over Wagner, but I remember about a week ago today, you were bragging about how great Wagner is. So, you know, I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Actually, I was more talking about Folk over Blinkenship, but.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah, because, well, it's because of the glasses. Most of the Budley this week was an ass whooping.
Yeah.
Only game there was the Ninjas versus the Bench Mob, where the Ninjas could have played Michael Carter over Barkley or Sermon thanks to their injuries, and he could have got a tie out of it, but, you know, here again, why would he do that? Doesn't make sense. So really, nobody being dumb out there this week. It's really boring for me.
What?
But there were possibilities of wins, and I like to point those out. Current number of probable fantasy starters who are injured right now. So I went out and looked because, you know, most of them are on my team. So I wanted to see how many are actually out there. There's a total of 20 fantasy starters out there right now that are injured on rosters. Now, some might be off rosters. I didn't look those up. So there's probably more. Quarterbacks had 1. Running backs had 5. Wide receivers 8. Tight ends 5. Kickers 1 for that total of 20.
That makes me sad out loud.
Yeah, no doubt. Congrats to the Jokers, who we found out don't just break condoms. They also break their long-standing regular season record since 2013 with a 196-point day. The former record on file was 191 by Chris Barber. God rest his soul. For beating that record, Joker gets the biggest prize that you can think of, the $10 for winning that week, just like anybody else who was top scorer.
Yahoo for school!
Yeah, way to break condoms.
Hey, so Rob won the $10 the week before with 151 points. He's not a show-off. That's what I got to say. No. Rob just got his 151, said I'm done. I'm going to win it. Fuck it.
Yeah. Well, so Jokers, they're going to score 200 next week because Rob improved from last week. So
just to throw it in our faces.
Yeah. Tell us to eat a fucking...
I don't know. He is playing Bob's team. He might actually have to lose that. From some secret agreement we don't know about.
Oh,
you guys don't listen to me.
Speaking of eating dick, holy bush.
Hey, how are you?
As in the Bush division, as AJ's giant blue rug. Of all the divisions, the Bush is outscoring other divisions by a total whopping
184 points. So if you didn't understand that little bit of gibberish I just did there, if you add up all the scores in their division, it's outscoring each other division by 184 total points, which is outlandish. I mean, that's over 40 points per team.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Almost 2 weeks of scoring, if you think about it, for most teams. You understand where I'm going with that, AJ?
Nobody understands.
Okay, in a division, there are four teams. In those four teams, there's total points. Okay, anyway. Three teams.
I get bamboozled.
Numbers.
So in that division right now, there's three teams that have over 600, and Daisies are only 4 points behind that mark. And one thing I want to point out that I noticed this week, I wrote it all down, is after the second game on Sunday, the Bench Mob were up 133-69 on the Ninjas.
69!
Yes. Daisies were up 144-76 off our fearless leader, Crushers. The Bruisers were up 147-86 in Gladiators. Raiders were up 147-60 over the Maniacs. And at that point in time, our guest the Jelly Rolls were up over our producer to McGibbets 146-44.
69, dudes!
No, it wasn't. It was 44.
Well, you had 69 before. I was trying to go back to that one because that last one was just bad.
Do you have one for 44?
In the face! In the face!
I don't know.
It's a 102-point lead.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all I got for this week.
Fire sale!
All right, let's do picks that are sure to go wrong, because why the fuck not? And we always love to start it out with our Boom NFL pick of the week.
Boom. Boom. Y'all don't really worry like that. Boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Boom.
Here comes the, y'all don't really worry like that. It is time for our
Boom
player of the week.
I love that enthusiasm. Oh, so good. Bear.
Nah.
Makes my pee-pee hard.
I'm going.
Whoa, that's your dad.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, dude.
That's fucked.
No, the enthusiasm part, not you.
You are odd.
I've had my back to you this whole time.
Incest in the morning, 97.1. That's a Family Guy reference.
It's a Family Guy reference. It absolutely it is. All right, for my boom this week, I'm going Kyler Murray.
Kyler Yotes?
It's not that. No, hell no. Right, nobody's going that route. He can't even throw a bag in a hole. Anyway, Murray scored 74 points his first two games, which puts him so far up right now. But since then, 20-21-13, because they started running the ball. Well, this week it's going to be throw, throw, throw. That Cleveland defense that Opie loves so much is pretty much stout against the run. But quarterbacks put up numbers like 45 by Lamar last weekend.
They got a lot of hurt defensive backs.
They do.
Not very good ones. And those hurt ones aren't even that great either. So,
yeah.
Nice pick. Yeah. I'm going to go with Tyler Lockett. Because
big brass balls.
Lock it in.
I think that's the kind of receiver that Russ Jr. is going to be throwing to. I didn't want to talk about it. I just feel bad.
Geno Smith.
Geno.
Good God, dude.
We will not speak his name.
Dude, you shamed us by saying Junior.
Junior.
Leave him alone. I don't even want to say
it. Makes me sad out loud.
Yeah, it's inside and out, but I think Lockett's going to be the target for him. Because he's the kind of guy, he's going to be run across. And Geno's not going to know what to do and just throw it at him. Even though he's got a big, huge fucking ass target in DK, he'll just throw it to the little guy. So,
yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe it.
I accidentally, on mine, I said Lamar went off for 45 last week. It wasn't Lamar, it was freaking Herbert. My bad. I had the wrong guy.
He was 42.
Shit.
He still didn't get as much as Tom Brady's age, 44.
I'm still sticking with my pick.
All right, good. Then, Ryan, who's your pick?
I got Najee Harris.
Who?
Najee?
No.
Najee?
New.
Najee.
Oh, Najee. Oh, Najee. Going against
the Seahawks defense can't stop.
It's bad. You know how 49ers defense is good? Seahawks defense is bad.
Yeah.
So I think, Mattson went off on that defense, and he's the backup for Dalvin Cook. So, and I think Najee Harris just keeps getting the rock. It didn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a bunch of rushing attempts or if he's getting a bunch of targets. He's getting the ball. With Juju out, I think he's.
Does he get the rock
prime.
Or the ball?
Rock and ball.
He's rocking the ball.
Cock and ball.
So, AJ, take the cock out of your mouth and tell us who you got.
Balls.
I'm going with.
Well, I was in there deep.
Yeah, sorry.
Shit. It sounded like really moist, too. Yeah. Holy balls.
It gets moist.
Did you hear it hit the counter? Start flopping around on its own. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Floppy fucking.
It's like he caught a sturgeon.
fucking tuna. I'm going with Darrell Henderson.
Darrell?
Yeah. They play the Giants this week, like, and that Giants defense is 26 against running backs. So, there you go.
There it is.
There it is. Whoop.
Do something good, buddy.
And then our guest, Kyler.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Ooh. Oh, he's taking everybody from his team again?
No.
He's not going to say anybody bad on his team. Stupid.
Well, I will. I might.
Stupid.
Last 3 weeks, he's got 6, 7, 9 for targets, and he's just about due for a breakout.
Just like Murray's going to break out, too. Who's he going to throw?
Just like Bear was talking about. Same difference. You know, they're going to have to pass a lot, and their secondary is shite.
You will have to throw the ball in football.
That ball's got to be thrown, Cotton.
It's football, not balls.
That's not the way the Bears are doing it, but yeah.
All right. Give me an I.
Hi.
Give me a C.
Oh, no.
This kid is retarded.
Yeah, how much?
Nobody's watched Longest Yard ever.
Yes.
It is time for our bust of the week.
I just didn't know how far you're going to go with it, buddy. Nice. Yeah.
That's all actually right. Where it
stops. Yeah, not in your mouth. Anyways. AJ, I'm sorry. I'm not being very nice to you.
$20, dude.
True. Do you have a shirt?
I do have a shirt that says that.
Oh, and it does let you know you're not gay, too. So, which
yeah.
Is, right.
You know, I mean, I think there's anything wrong with
this. Honestly, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. So, Bear, let's go back to you. I want to go to you because you have a very interesting one. I thought mine was a little shocking. You have a very nice and shocking one.
Your testicles are huge.
AJ has got steam coming out of his head right now.
I'm not worried. Last time a player of mine was on a bust, he did good.
Derrick Henry, bye-bye.
I can't believe it.
Right. I said it. Bill's defense is stout up front.
Stout.
And they're going to be looking forward to this one because actually they haven't been challenged much this year. Most running backs have been pretty light except for Najee. And I think that defense is going to just gear up to shut his ass down and say somebody else is going to have to beat us.
Yeah, and Julio's practicing. AJ's practicing. Doesn't mean that they're both going to play. But
AJ played last week.
Be scared.
I did.
Yeah. And he got 3 catches for, like, what, 18 yards?
Yeah, it was bad. He was on my team. I started him. I got 94 points last week.
I feel bad for you, but all right. I'm going to go with Kareem Hunt. I think that talk about a defense that has some stout, big, fat guys up front. That's the Arizona Cardinals. They have a really good front four. They are really good against the run, and they have the linebackers are covering the running backs out of the backfield pretty well. So, and he's got a little bit of an owie too. When you have Chubb and Hunt, you can kind of intersperse them, but Chubb's, he's got two owies. So, you know, a little bit hurt going against a defense and a team that really wants to prove themselves, you know, Arizona every week. And it's true because nobody can believe they're 5-0 except for them. It's them against the world. So yeah, I think he's going to be pretty far under his normal. And then Ryan, this is Bear's best buddy.
Best friend, Dak Prescott. I think he's going to bust this week. He just doesn't look good.
And they started to run the ball really well. Yeah. Their offense is predicated more on the run. Yes, they have.
Yeah, and against good defensive backfields, they haven't really fared well. And Patriots, even though they don't have a great record, they still have a pretty good defense.
Well, they take out your top guy.
Right.
And they did that even though they ended up losing a game against Tampa. They did it and made it a close game. I mean,
that was a talent thing. If they had more talent, they would have won. Yeah.
They made Tom Brady really, really work for that win.
Yeah. And Tom Brady came out this week and scored 39, a couple of points below his age.
And now you hurt his thumb. That's what he gets, you old fucker. You should have went out the game and not get 39 points. AJ, you're going to get kicked out of the house.
Yeah, probably. That's fine. I'm moving to Bears. I went with Aaron Jones as a bust.
I just picked him up.
Yeah.
What?
Ryan, I'm trying to jump on the Ryan train. Ryan did this with Chubb when Chubb played the Bears. And so Aaron Jones is going to have a tough time.
A.J. Dillon's going to go off.
Yeah. Hey, remember when Graham comes in here and he's ready for these?
I was waiting for Opie to get done talking.
Oh.
No,
Josh Jacobs against Denver. Denver's ranked third defense against running backs, averaging 9.6 points, even though we don't do decimals. So.
Decimal point.
Hold on. Yeah, but Jake Lyon just got him, though, so he's going to be good.
Absolutely not.
He's going to kill it.
Absolutely not.
That'll do.
Or as Kevin would say, oh, fuck him.
Fuck him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fuck that motherfucker. Damn it.
All right. Let's move on.
I'm taking shit. I talk that way, too. Here, no, Seth, think about it. Wait, listen.
Fuck
think about how your dad talks. And I'll go, Act like you're taking a shit. Go, oh my God, fuck somebody.
Oh, that's, fuck, that's
your
lion.
Dad. Yeah, see, that's your dad.
That's you. Yeah. That's your dad.
It's you and
you. You and your dad. You. It was both of them.
It was us.
Oh, I don't know who's sitting there. Fuck. Ah, let's talk about our sleeper pick.
This is my favorite sound. It's because every time we play, we all just stare at AJ.
It's because this is real life. That actually happened.
Put the CPAP on you, bitch.
Shh. These are our sleeper picks for the week.
So fucking CPAP, those guys who
don't come out, don't come into the and do this with us. Every time we play that soundbite, AJ, we all just turn and look. Even the guests turn and look at AJ, and he sits there with a stone face straight ahead, and just gets a shit-eating grin on his face, like, mm, "That's me."
Yeah, I sleep like that.
I done did that. All right, AJ, you start with sleep. You start. You start.
It does make sense.
You start. Mo start.
Okay. I am going with Nyheim Hines as my sleeper.
What?
Yep. He.
Why?
Yep. Because I think they're gonna look to shut down Jonathan Taylor because he did really well. They're gonna be passing the ball, and they love the Nyheim Hines usually does good in the checkdowns.
They love the nightlife. They like the boogie.
Yep.
Ryan, who's your pick?
He's not getting the ball so much. Thanks, yeah. Magic. My bad.
He's will.
It's a stupid pick.
I'll say him.
Go ahead, Ryan. Sorry.
I got Zach Ertz.
That's a stupid pick.
No, with Goddard. He's dumb.
With Goddard, yep, with Goddard out.
Second time with COVID, by the way. Yeah.
Down,
Eagles are playing somebody bad. I just wanted to pick them. I just can't remember who they're playing.
Oh, they're playing Tampa.
Oh, there it is.
They got no defense.
That's not.
They're not.
They're missing a lot of secondary.
They're not. They got a good defense, but they're also missing Antoine Winfield and Lavonte David. They haven't been great against tight ends anyways this year.
Because they're more of a wide receiver. Hey.
That defense is shit, dude. Sugarcoat it all you want. Your defense is shit.
They gave up the six most points against.
My defense scored 24 points against you 2 weeks ago.
Bitch.
Yeah, it hurt.
That's a lot. All right, I'm going to go with OBJ. I think he's going to – honestly, he only needs one big, long touchdown, like a 35-yard penis. I mean, touchdown. And then, you know, that's 9 points, and I win. So that's what I'm going with. One catch, 35 yards with Tutty. That's it.
Say, you go Arizona-Cleveland game is going to take care of most of our fucking picks.
I think so. That should be a nice knock down, drag out. And then I like your pick. How come Ryan already lost his? Holy shit.
Ryan, you okay, buddy?
Yeah, I lose.
They haven't even played the games, Ryan. Stop.
This is what I do. I just lose.
I went just kind of like what off Ryan's right there. I think the Buccaneers' defensive backs are just a sieve, and Devonta Smith is going to eat him up.
Dude, seven. He's fast.
And he's getting – him and Hurts are coming together, and they're having a lot of – he's getting a lot of targets again, so – or now – so
good.
He's well done with
he's hung.
The thing with the Buccaneers is that their defense just isn't getting better. So, and the Hurts Smith combo is. So there you go.
Actually, I did hear that there was a new kicker in the league. His name is Hung Low. So,
he plays badminton.
Him and his young. Oh yeah, Hung Low.
He's gonna put Lee on the IR for a Hung Low.
All of us? You gonna put
should we call that a lead in for Kyler then? I don't know.
Yep.
About that. We'll have to ask girlfriend. All right, sleeper, Kyler. Anyone?
Oh, that's what I'm called for. I'm going with Stephon Diggs. Sleeper, he's averaging 8.4 points.
He does shit, dude.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
He ranks worse in our league against wide receivers. So he did have a drop off last week in targets, but the past 3 weeks he's got 26 targets, and they're bound to finally connect and go dick to ass. So I think this week's the week.
Just going ass to mouth.
Stop going dick to dick. Go dick to ass. Come on.
He gets sloppy.
Did you get him on your team?
Dick?
He wants him.
Yeah. There's two of my players in the sleeper.
Fire sale.
Dude.
All right.
Good for you.
I don't like it at all.
Hey, let's talk about guys that are going to do really well for an FBFL team that we like to call the big baller. Let's just do it.
The neighbor gets drunk unless he touches old lady's titties.
I touched my sack twice a day.
Here are our big ball of picks.
So I got to say that before we go into the picks, we always thought that Kip was our biggest fan. I think freaking Kyler is. He does the quotes. He's like he's at a rock concert singing along with us. It's fucking
You ask him, he's just got a real good memory. He doesn't even like listening to you fuckers.
Right.
No.
Hey. Then you go first, Barry D.
Okay.
You going Barry?
Yeah, Barry White.
Mallow.
I
knew. I shouldn't say that. As soon as I do that, I
know. Say Barry White Mallow.
Actually, that was Mallow. that was Teddy Pendergrass, but whatever.
Say. Who? Pendergrass?
Pendergrass.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Damn.
You're uncouth. Oh. All right, I'm going for the Fire Breathers, the Dragons. I have to go back and look, but I think somebody picks this team like every week.
So it could be.
Yeah, I picked them last week.
Sooner or later, it's got to pay off, right? I mean, but I like James Robinson, Henderson, Scary Terry, Fant all have good matchups this week. I wouldn't be shocked if he puts Deontay in somewhere who goes against Seahawks, which Opie hates hearing a shit on the Seahawks defense, but they're bad.
Bad.
No, you're 100% right.
Yeah, good matchups, and the guys with bad matchups are good enough to still get points, and those are Zeke and Keenan Allen. So even though they've got bad matchups, they can still get you 10 to 20 to 15. So I like the Dragons this week.
Nice. Actually, I'm going with Jokers, but he's got to take Deion Jones out.
That's the lowest fucking hanging fruit you could get.
Holy shit.
Oh, really?
You're really reaching for that one.
Come on. What? I like all his matchups. Lamar Jackson's going to be running around.
Says the first 5 weeks.
Aaron Jones, he's got Chicago. I mean, come on. We know how that's going to go. It's just, you know.
It's going to go bad.
Yeah. Antonio Brown's amazing still.
This is your new version of trying to jinx. I'll accept it, but otherwise, this is horse shit.
Yeah, actually.
100%. Somebody finally picked up on it. Yes, that's exactly what's going to happen.
He's all good.
And now you know.
What did I do?
Ryan. I'm not sure yet.
Who's your pick?
What did I do? It's upstairs.
Right. Who's your pick? Speaking of that. Ryan, do your pick.
Someone's yelling at me.
Ryan, I'm going to get a beer. Pick. That's a good idea.
I got oopsie daisies. Tom Brady's going to stay hot, as we said. Well, Josh Jacobs might not have a good day. He's going against Denver. We got Antonio Gibson against a really bad Chiefs defense, as it's been proven the last week. Antonio Brown's got to catch a ball from Brady a couple of times there for a touchdown. You know what I'm saying? Scary Terry against, a bad Chiefs defense. Got Hockenson, Crosby, who's just great even when he's bad. We got a fart in the end zone. I see it running down Bears' leg now, and that's my reasoning. Like, go oopsies.
All right, AJ.
That is bad.
That's your asshole.
I'm going with the Anacondas.
What?
The Anacondas.
They don't
want none.
Because I don't have. I've got. He's got good matchups, dude. That's all I got to say,
dude.
49ers
defense
is good.
Yeah.
They are good.
Fair.
Kyler touched on it a little bit ago when he was talking about Diggs.
Oh, nice.
Josh Allen's going against the Titans, and their defense isn't great. Damian Williams against Green Bay.
Now he's just going to get on the whole fucking list of everything. Way to go, Bear.
Jeez.
Green Bay's run defense hasn't been good.
They're no San Francisco.
Berkeley? No. Good matchups. Go to the Condos.
And he's got two AJs on his team, AJ.
Huh?
He's got two AJs on his team, AJ.
Dude, why would you not pick your AJ team?
AJ.
All right, Kyler, who's your big baller?
I'm going to go Circus Boy.
You got big balls.
Ooh,
wow.
Yeah.
He has put up big baller numbers before.
Yep. He has. Boomer bust.
It's only because he has Chubb.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't like Miles Sanders. But
Chubb and Hopkins.
D-Hop about to go off. Lockett, like you said earlier, Opie. Mm-hmm. The Ravens defense will be tough against the Herbert.
D-Hop.
But we'll see. And Rodgers picks apart the Chicago defense like it's his fucking
Does anybody think that Las Vegas actually might come out and play a really good game?
I just fucking broke that shit.
Because just to show, like, hey, we didn't need John Gruden.
Knew about this whole shit the last couple weeks, and that's why they lost.
Well, and he's got the first openly gay guy on his team,
right?
And two, I mean, that's the irony of that. So
it's an interesting topic because there's always that: does a team come out and tear it up after a situation like this happened, or is a team fold? And the question is, it's the character of the players, right? It's the ones the ones who step up and say, you know what, fuck him, we didn't need him, let's go play. My problem is Derek Carr's your leader, and I don't think he has it.
No,
and that's kind of what I was trying to get at. Is there going to be somebody who's going to rally them? Like, is Darren Waller that guy, or somebody on the defense that guy? Max, whatever his name is, that's freaking nuts on the defensive line.
Crosby.
Yeah, and he might be that guy that rallies them, and they do that and say, you know what, that's over. That was then. This is now, and they all get all jacked up on fucking Mountain Dew and go at them like spider monkeys.
I'll come at you like a spider monkey, you son of a bitch.
All right, let's go along and talk about who's gonna suck.
Just gonna suckle.
AJ.
He scored.
I got pointy titties.
This guy shit himself big time.
Whoa, whoa. Here are this week's Puff Humblers.
And I am picking the Skull Crushers not for a jinx or to help or anything. I just think with the bye weeks, my team fucking sucks right now. I couldn't score if I was in a fucking whorehouse with a coupon for free sex. How about that?
Oh, God.
Okay. That's a hell of a jinx.
I'm not even seriously drinking this in. It's just bad.
I mean, look at his team, dude. He loses
Look at my guys.
Loses Mike Davis, Kamara, and Calvin Ridley. Julio Jones is doubtful. Yeah, I know. It's just I'm trying to field right now, so I get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not – and if we're going to talk about low-hanging fruit, that's it right there. That's just a big pile of fucking AJ freaking excrement right there.
Well, I was just going to say, you know what I like about the terminology low-hanging fruit is AJ doesn't get excited. Like, if you said low-hanging donut, he loses – yep, see, look at that. He's already losing his fucking mind.
Yeah.
We lose him at that point.
Yummy.
I've had a cake that had fruit on it.
So you had a Kit Kat bar?
So, right now.
Bear.
We all agree all the time.
Oh, me? I don't even know. Hold on. Let me bring it up. It's one of these teams right here.
No.
It was Ninja.
No, it's never ninjas. Oh, I'm going to go with ninjas.
That's your brother.
I know, but hold on.
Jeez. There's a reason.
I'll say this isn't exactly low-hanging fruit because if Jeff scores 75 or more, you can give me the loss. But, dude, he's got Matt Ryan, Michael Carter, Trey Sermon, who got hurt, Fred Warner, 49ers D, and I've heard they're good. They're all on bye this bye this week.
They're good.
He lost Barkley and Sutton. And though he practiced and it's probably looking okay, Godwin is going to go on short rest tomorrow night. I've been pretty hard on Jeffy this year, so at this point in time, though, this week is not his fault. But I don't know who he plays, but 60.
Oh, I know who he plays. Yeah. Oh, my team sucks, and I never win.
What do you think he's playing? The Gibbles?
Yeah.
Well,
he's going to put up 190 because of what I just said.
He's going to beat me.
He's going to find some guy off the scrap heap, and he's going to go.
Okay. Gave Ryan a whole bunch of shit about you can't give up on your team. You're only a game behind. If you lose this week to the Ninjas, fire sale.
That's what I'm fucking
get
saying.
Get rid of all of it.
That's what I'm fucking saying. I've been saying this for 3 weeks.
That's what I'm saying, though. You shouldn't be saying
I lost to the Ninjas, too.
I lost 3 weeks in a row.
Do better.
I should have fired sale 3 weeks ago.
When you were 2-1.
He was in the knot.
I was 2-1.
He was in the knot, yes. So, Ryan, who are you picking?
Damn it. I got Troopers, especially after making this trade with Bear. I mean, Jesus Christ. I'm just kidding. It wasn't a terrible trade. Anyways,
He liked it.
I think, well, now that he's got Jacobs, he's got a tough matchup against Denver. Fournette, I don't think he's going to do the same as what he did last week. If the front line is healthy, Philadelphia's got a tough front four. So he's got to start Pat Freiermuth. I think I threw up.
I don't know who this guy is.
We talked about how bad Odell is. Odell and KJ Osborne is the starters. I don't. Yeah, man. I'm the same boat. I think if he scores over 75, I'll take the loss.
Freiermuth has 13 targets for the year.
He's gonna score 76.
And that's every week. I don't know.
And he has to start him because Kyle Pitts is off.
Yeah.
You ask any Steeler fan, he is amazing. They'll tell you he's the best. He's up and coming.
He's the man.
Yeah.
Well,
and a poor bastard has to play KJ Osborne. I just gave him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of,
unless he picks someone up,
fans.
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
I went with the Gladiators.
Aww,
yeah.
Father, daughter, son.
Father,
thing.
Son, daughter.
Father, daughter, son thing.
Yeah. Mm. So yeah.
Cute.
Yep. I don't like any of your matchups
adorable.
Ever.
Right. Even if there's a fire.
You don't like Jonnu against Dallas? Fuck you.
No.
Jonnu. Why do we even ask you about this shit?
I like Najee. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
That's about it. Okay.
That you picked him a sleeper even though it was Naheem.
Gotta go night-night.
Sorry. That's it, though.
He ain't got no quarterback.
Right. I know you're ready to go night-night.
What? Look Ryan in the eyes and tell him who your butt fulmer is. Look at him.
Who are you talking
me?
To?
Me?
Kyler?
Yeah, I guess you're the one left.
Oh, I was about to say.
Yeah.
Kyler's got to roll Ryan over first.
You couldn't be here because AJ was talking.
Opie, shut the fuck up.
See, it's annoying when somebody does it and you're trying to fucking talk.
Go with the Maniacs. I mean, if anything, Stafford, Robinson, and not Allen, and the Colts defense will carry his team. But other than that, shit.
Hell yeah.
So that last part where there was a soundbite that you have got to grab.
Your soundbite that you have to grab.
I'll grab myself.
On the podcast too, right? It's yeah, fucking, not pleasant.
I'll fucking jack off. Anyway,
jack it off.
So you went maniac? So we said, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I touched my sack twice a day.
Look at, I touched so amazing. It. All right.
Yeah, he's really.
He knew I was gonna play that one.
He's trying hard to find talent, isn't he? I mean, there's some that like take Latavius Murray, who has a great matchup, but he's Latavius Murray right now. He ain't getting fucking ball.
Ow.
Nope. You okay, Budden?
Nope. He's out of my balls.
I think our guest might be doing pretty well this week against us. Let's move on. Let's talk about NFL picks. We got some stellar matchups. Chargers versus Ravens.
Oh, wait.
Ryan! One week I'm going to remember that there's a soundbite.
You're never going to remember.
It's funny.
Never.
Dude, hope you started and Ryan just clicked the button and just shook his head at you.
Like fucking 3 weeks in a row.
My losing streak.
Did you not see me? I looked down. I'm like, I'm probably open.
Now Ryan's going to lose to Jeff.
I'm going
to
lose again.
Because of you.
Fuck.
This is why Ryan beats homeless squirrels.
Saggy tits around and then.
Slap the titties around. So, I guess I'm going to slap the homeless squirrel's titties around.
That's some squirrel titties, damn it. All right. The podcast as a collective decide we think Chargers are going to win because Chargers equal good.
They equal W.
But our guest gets to pick two.
Ravens, kids. Chargers.
Ravens.
Who you got?
Who you looking at? Tell them.
Fuck Chargers.
Ooh, fuck yeah. Chargers.
Fuck the Chargers.
I don't think, yeah. Dude, that's in my opinion, I don't think the Browns have any wide receivers that can do anything right now. So they can run, but they can't throw.
The Browns?
Or the Ravens. Hold on a second. I didn't change for last week.
God damn it.
I should have done it, but I got Chargers. Wow. I don't know why I got Chargers. Oh, I don't know, because they're better.
Better
Kyler,
than
this is why I have gray hair. This shit right here.
Also, you're old as fuck.
Dude, honestly, if you were plowing my daughter in college, I'd have gray hair too.
What? He was in high school when he was plowing your daughter. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, good for him. Fucking high school kid now and a college chick. Fuck yeah. Plow that shit up.
That was Cam.
Oh, yeah.
Cam's a high school chick?
For 2 years.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's move on. The other marquee matchup, and I use the term loosely, Packers and the Bears. And it's always a game to pick because it is the rivalry to end all rivalries. Fuck you, Boston rivalry. And the Yankees. You're not a rivalry. You don't know what a rivalry is. This is the thing. This is it.
I
was saying until I messed it up. I want to see if I was going to mess it up, but I didn't.
I'm impressed that he said it that many times without sounding like he had AJ's dick in his mouth.
I know. That's
what
I
was saying. The one you spit out earlier.
Oh. Yeah. That was fucking dirty.
In the face! In the face!
I don't know. I just like that one now.
Ryan, who's going to win? Who's going to fucking win?
The Bears. I think they're going to sneak it in there.
They're going to play four quarters like they've been doing the last 2 weeks and win it.
That defense last week looked amazing.
Yeah, they have a really nice D.
They got a nice big D.
Every time you say that, shit goes to hell.
Oh. Well, so I guess I wonder where AJ's going, too.
In Chicago.
Yeah, I like the Bears.
I like them, too. So,
but who's going to win?
The Bears.
Oh!
Chicago's defense is good.
Just like 49ers.
Oh, great. We got a mediocre defense, thanks to AJ.
Here we go.
So I'm definitely picking the Packers now if AJ's picking the Bears and talking about how good the defense is, because I know that's going to happen. My biggest problem is, can you cover Davante Adams?
No, it's not.
I don't think so.
Will you?
You don't even need that big of a blanket.
He's pretty tall.
He is kind of tall. Yeah, maybe like a queen-size comforter, you know, wrap him up a little bit light.
I'm ready.
Yeah, like a pick in a
blanket. Jalen Johnson is pretty tall, though. Jalen might be able to cover him. I just don't know if Adams has some quick moves, so we'll see how that goes. But if you're talking about
stupid zone,
if you're talking about going over the top of someone, I think you put Johnson on him. That'd be a good battle.
We're going to rush four at a time. We're going to play a stupid fucking zone. We're going to just let them eat us apart.
Eat our dicks.
Derek Carr was hot coming into playing the Bears. Yeah. He's not Aaron Rodgers, but he was hot. He was playing really well.
And there's no Davante Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And you
and
know
that,
what?
The that offensive thing, line isn't as good as that.
They had Henry Ruggs.
Makeshift, you know, that line, huh?
Yeah. Well, and you know they're going to give him a touchdown to Vontaze Scandling the third junior.
Even being hurt.
Just because he ain't done shit all year, whatever his name is.
Go Cobb.
Go Cobb. All right, Bear, who's your pick?
Go Cobb, yeah, a fucking Bear. It's
pretty obvious. I think Packers win this game, and I'm pretty upset because I know they win this game. Here's why. I have to watch it on my big screen downstairs because I can't get my projector to work because the bulb blew, and it might have taken my projector out with it. So I might be grabbing Ryan's credit card on the way out the door today so I can go get a new projector.
Hey, good luck.
Yay.
That bitch is bouncing.
Oh. That thing, he tried to grab it, just bounces out of your finger.
Yeah. So if that's the start to this weekend's fucking football, then Packers it is.
It's good football. Kyler, who wins?
Yeah, Packers win this. Aaron Rodgers every goddamn time just picks it apart no matter how good.
Pick six, yeah.
We don't go after him. We haven't had a defense yet since Fangio left to go after his fucking guy.
Yeah. I mean, when's the last time the Bears beat the Packers?
Bears won 2018.
Yeah, exactly.
Was their last win. 24-17.
3-14 years later.
Rodgers. When Kyle Fuller got hit in the numbers and dropped it?
Oh, yeah, too. They could have sealed the game.
Yep.
Oh, Jordan Howard, back when Jordan Howard was on the Bears. Right,
I'm going down a rabbit hole. I
Terry
just don't want to go down.
So stop looking at it.
Okay,
Anthony Miller.
Bears upset. Right, let's talk about who's
Matt O'Donnell.
Ryan.
Cody Barkey.
Ryan.
Stop.
Cody Barkey. I said Barkey.
Shut the fuck up.
I said Barkey.
Ryan. Ryan.
Buh.
Exit out the window.
Right now you got Kevin screaming out his fucking window of his recycling truck. Fuck you, Ryan.
Charles Leno.
Ryan, close the window.
He got a tackle.
Exit. Bear exited it out.
Trubisky's on the team.
Ryan. Have you ever seen a guy's head go through a monster?
Dude.
We're all upset now. Let's talk about who's going to upset win in the NFL.
I'm upset now.
Ryan, go first because apparently you won't shut the fuck up.
No, because AJ and I both agree fucking Ryan stole.
God damn it, Ryan.
Prick.
You're welcome. Jaguars over the Dolphins.
Fuck off.
Tua might come back this week. And
fuck him.
Even if he comes back, he had Hoyt ribs. So I think he's going to be fragile. And then Brissett has to come in and then just try to clean up the mess. And then
he's hurt too. Yeah.
And the way James Robinson is running, I think he's going to take the load from Trevor Lawrence.
You just said that.
And the butt.
Take the load.
Huh. Oh, he had a nice fucking face.
I think Trevor Lawrence is ready to fucking win a game.
Yeah, it's time. Prime time.
All right. Bear, who do you think?
I think it's got to be the Buddy Lions get a win this week.
Why, the Lions? They're 0-5.
Right now they're +3.5 and they're at home. It's time to go. Here we go.
Where are we going?
What?
Detroit gets one.
Detroit. No.
Hold on. Does the other team have a kicker?
You watch. Jared Goff only throws 4 interceptions this week.
Does the other team have a kicker?
Well Bengals don't have a kicker.
The Bengals. Yeah, dude. They missed 3 field goals.
He's from Elwood.
I'm going with Vikings over Panthers in Carolina. Because I think Sam Darnold is not good. I just don't think
he is good.
Hey.
Yeah, I was looking at it earlier, and the Viking game was 1.5. I'm like, I bet Opie takes that one. Wait, who'd you go? You go Vikings or?
AJ, who's your pick?
I'm going with the Potatoes over the Chiefs.
Hold on. I got a quorum.
What?
Vikings are the favorite. It's not even a fucking
upset. Not an upset, homie.
Yeah, -1.5.
Yeah, do it better.
Wait a second.
Don't you do those picks?
I don't think.
Isn't that a parlay? I'll take a picture and send it to you.
You are fake news.
All right, AJ, who are you picking then? I gotta pick another fucking one.
Chip
so whatever.
We'll look mine up first.
1 point favorite, Vikings.
Yeah. I got 1.5. What?
Football team over the Chiefs.
Oh, WFT.
Football team.
Potatoes.
Ron Rivera over the Chiefs.
That's that hike. Wow, this is big.
Hoss and Pepper Incorporated.
You've got massive testicles.
We're going to do it.
Cardinals over the Browns.
Damn, that's what I was going to pick.
Ah, way to take the long hanging fruit from him.
Nice fruit.
That's an upset?
That's a full upset.
Dude, yeah, +5.0. Cardinals are getting +3.
Yeah.
They're a 5-0.
Yeah, but they're going, they're going to Cleveland.
Oh, well, okay.
Dude, I like that as an upset because it's not an upset.
No. Yeah.
Kyle's going to shit all over them.
Can we let Opie make his pick real quick?
No.
Sorry.
Is second or third one?
I don't know yet.
It's the first. first of his
Ooh,
third
Bears
pick.
Over Packers.
Don't do it, Opie.
Opie.
Do it.
Opie.
Opie.
Do it.
Opie.
Opie.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Cowboys over Patriots. Cowboys over Patriots.
How about them Cowboys?
No, it doesn't work.
No,
every time.
I'm just kidding. It's no. The Patriots over the Cowboys.
I was going to say, what the fuck? I'm looking at right here.
How about not damn Cowboys?
Oh, hey. Somebody else picked Cowboys.
Yeah, it doesn't work, dude. I'm done. I tried twice. I even called him a different name the first time.
Yeah,
no, no, three times.
Cowgirls. No.
Get you called him a different
this
name
time,
the first three times out of two times you picked him.
Yeah,
this time
him
you got to call
Panthers
him the Bull Boys.
So who you got, Bear?
I don't know anymore. You
heard cricket noise?
I got Ricky Bobby Seals Jones, and I don't know why.
Ricky Bobby?
Why does it say Icky Bobby on there?
He's got two first names. Icky. He's got two first names.
This is Icky Bobby. What?
Wait, he's got two last names, too. And he's part...
Yeah, one's named after...
He's amphibious.
One name is after an animal.
He's got a tibia.
Hey, Bear, I'm going to go with Van Jefferson.
You know, I might be getting rid of him, but I like it.
Yeah. Ryan, you got another. You're going with a tight end, aren't you?
Nice tight end, Jonnu Smith.
And AJ's fucking over the Bears again.
I don't call Komet.
Hell.
What our guest will do is if he will pick
He's picking
a first Blumpkin. Touchdown.
Ooh.
But if any of us do get this pick, he does get part of the money.
Our
guests need to know this. So
and I did
we're invested in you, and you're invested in us. It's all together.
And even though I never saw a dime from Opie for this, I did put it into the winnings last year.
I don't know the odds. FanDuel doesn't have him yet, but Zach Moss.
Probably 6 or 7 or 8 to 1.
I was saying on the Bills, it might be a little higher.
Yeah,
than
it could be.
Because of the Bills. Because
they split. Yeah. Well, Singletary is still listed as the starter. I mean, they split carries, but.
Moss has stolen everything.
All right, we'd like to thank our guest, Kyler. He is
yeah,
in...
Kyler!
Woo! You did a good boy. Anytime you want to come on and be on the show, we would love to have you.
Except for
and
next year.
There's a finger up your ass, bitch. And there's a finger up your ass. But we would like for you
didn't spin.
To end the show, as we always do.
Dude,
in Soviet Russia, Kevin, fuck you.
Thanks for beating me, you fuck. Go fuck yourself, Kevin.
You, Ryan.
Don't be in the bear.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.